Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, December 19th, a week till the day after Christmas, that present San Anita opening day coming up, but still got great racing around the country, including Gulfstream Park, where we're going to concentrate on a great Saturday of racing. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site with perks for the bettors and covering most tracks in North America, legal in most states, registered in the U.S., amwager.com. Check it out, where you can also get the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version, by going to amwager.com and handicapping LSR's blog. Starting with race 8 at Gulfstream, Saturday, 19th of December. Post 341, this is an allowance race, starts off a great sequence with a couple stakes, and we're going to talk about Grand Journey first, who was claimed out of a win at this identical $62,500 allowance optional claiming level in June. Trainer Mike Maker, who is having an exceptional year, didn't turn him into a stakes winner, as he's done with so many others, managing only to get a fourth place finish out of him in July and a ninth place finish in September in a tough grade 3 stakes field. Now he's dropping Grand Journey back to the claim level. He gets Vasquez, who Maker has a lot of success with. It's not a giveaway because the horse is in for $62,500. And Grand Journey fits perfectly as the level, as well as shows a nice pair of recent workouts at Gulfstream. Last summer, 2019, Grand Journey put in 3 straight wins on the Gulfstream Park turf, including one in a non-graded stakes. He's got the ability to win this. Scraps loves this turf course as well. 9 first or second place finishes and 15 starts. He nearly won his last start as well at Gulfstream Park West, coming up ahead and 3/4 of a length short after a big rally. Paco Lopez takes over. That's a big sign. And even though I don't expect the 10-1 morning line to hold up, Scraps could offer excellent value for any wagers we make involving this race. Kingmeister tried turf only once in July, finishing 3rd of 8 with an effort that was better than it looks. First of all, he was coming back from 6 months and running a mile at Saratoga. And second, he made a huge early move from 16 lengths back to 3 lengths back in the span of a quarter mile. He stayed in an off-turf race in August and won easily, then ran badly on dirt, took 3 more months off. He's coming back and working well, gets Luis Saez. I expect a good effort. In the race 8 at Gulfstream, post 341 Eastern, Saturday, 12-19, Grand Journey win bet at 2-1. For a smaller amount, Scraps, who opens at 10-1, and Kingmeister opens at 6-1. Can be bet at 3-1 or more. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool. It's a great tool to help you do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. There's a free one at AmWager. It's one of the many great tools available for making bets. For the exacta, Box, Grand Journey, Scraps, and Kingmeister. And then for the double in race 8, Grand Journey, Scraps and Kingmeister. In race 9, Traipsing and Kelsey's Cross. For the pick 3 in race 8, Grand Journey, Scraps and Kingmeister. In race 9, Traipsing and Kelsey's Cross. In race 10, Cool Arrow, Last Judgment, and Diamond Oops. Moving on to race 9 at Gulfstream Park, Saturday, December 19th. It is the Via Borghese Stakes. Post of 4:12 Eastern, and Traipsing drops a notch in class off a fine runner-up effort, beating 3/4 of a length in the grade 3 Long Island. She led from the start in that race and clearly held second. That was 1 3/8, so the cutback to 1 3/16 should benefit her nicely, particularly as she won prior to that at 1 1/16, again leading start to finish. This race is mostly devoid of a horse which wants the early lead except for Traipsing, and from the 2 post, she should be able to control the tempo, prove tough to catch. Kelsey's Cross can post the upset if Traipsing can't lead from start to finish. She's earned all 3 career wins on this course, including a win in June off a layoff like the one she's coming back from today. That win came in non-graded stakes like this one, in which she rallied from 8th. However, one race before last in the similar day at the Spa Stakes, Kelsey's Cross stalked the pace setter in 2nd early and battled head and head to the wire the entire length of the stretch before missing by that head. She was off slow in her last start, ended up 3rd. The jockey named Le Perru gives her a big shot to return to winning form. As the 2 starting favorites in this race, Great Island and Always Shopping, neither are good win bets. But they have a good shot here. Both are marginal win contenders, but must be included in exotics to get outside posts. Great Island will be bet heavily as a Chad Brown trainee, but has only a first-level allowance win to her credit. While Always Shopping has as many runner-up finishes as wins, three each. Even her win in the Sybilham Rose Stakes in September, if repeated here, may not be good enough to win this field. In the Via Borghese Stakes, race 9, Gulfstream, post 4:12 Eastern, Saturday, December 19th. Win bets on Traipsing and Kelsey's Cross at 5-2 or more, and this is a great time to use a dutching tool to help you allocate your money, because Traipsing will be low odds, Kelsey's Cross will be higher, and the proportioning will work out great. Exacta, Traipsing and Kelsey's Cross over, Traipsing, Kelsey's Cross, Gun Society, Court Return, Always Shopping, and Great Island. And if you want to play the double, even if you're alive in the pick through, the double will be in race 9, Traipsing and Kelsey's Cross, and in race 10, Cool Arrow, Last Judgment, and Diamond Oops. Moving on to race 10, this is the Mr. Prospector Stakes, post 4:43 Eastern, Saturday, December 19th, and I'm really looking forward to this race, which has a couple of horses' odds way too high to ignore and has a potential for big profit. One of those is Last Judgment from the Red Hot Maker Barn, who I talked about earlier with Grand Journey. This horse was really well regarded as a three-year-old in 2019, got a late start in his career, still won his second and third starts, then contested the Pat Day Mile on Derby Day and the Pegasus Stakes in June. He was off for 8 months and gelded, returning this past February, and he won a sprint at Gulfstream very impressively, then finished 8th, 3rd, and 6th in stakes. Given 3 more months off and dropped into a claimer, he won and was claimed, then 2 later claimed again, this time by Maker. That claim came in a winning effort at 6.5 furlongs at Belmont with a career-best 107 Equibase speed figure. Now, off that claim, Maker puts him in this grade 3 stakes, and I'm very intrigued, particularly with 2 of his last 3 works exceptional. A 59 2/10, best of 29, and a 58 2/10. Vasquez, as I said earlier, talking about Grand Journey, wins a lot of races for Maker, but it keeps the price square. He opens at 20-1. With 5 wins and 11 career dirt races, I give Last Judgment a big shot to blow this race up. Diamond Oops, certainly a contender, won this race last year at 7-2, will be closer to 2-1 here as he drops after finishing 6th in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Last year, he dropped into this race and won it off the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, so that's the same pattern. And he won back-to-back Grade 2 stakes prior to the Breeders' Cup, so he certainly can win. Cool Arrow, another nice price here, is a very tough win type, 10-4-27 in his career, including 4-7 at Gulfstream Park. He won the nearly identical Grade 3 Smile Stakes in September, just a bit shorter, but he's won at 7 furlongs, and his 12-1 starting odds are way out of line as he fits on every count. Other horses I'm going to use mostly in exotics: Wind of Change, High Call, Sleepy Eyes Todd, Ferenc Fire, and Ebon. In the Mr. Prospector, race 10, Gulfstream, Saturday, December 19th, 4:43 Eastern. Last Judgment and Cool Arrow, 4-1 or more. Absolutely the great race to use a dutching tool here. They're both going to be prices. I want to bet them both to win. Might bet, instead of a place bet, dollar exact is all over Last Judgment and Cool Arrow. That's separate from the other bets I'm going to go over in a minute. Diamond Oops, unlikely to go to post, even at 5-2 or less, so we'll just use them in exactas. The exact is going to be Last Judgment, Diamond Oops, and Cool Arrow over Last Judgment, Diamond Oops, Cool Arrow, Wind of Change, High Call, Ferenc Fire, and Ebon. I'll say it again. Last Judgment, Diamond Oops, and Cool Arrow over Last Judgment, Diamond Oops, and Cool Arrow, plus Wind of Change, High Call, Ferenc Fire, and Ebon. Hopefully this is a race in which we blow it up. Really appreciate you listening to the Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping LSR's blog. Check out amwager.com if you're not already a member. Become one. It's easy and free, legal in most states, with great perks for the better. Amwager.com is where I'll be doing my betting on these races on Saturday. Good luck, and talk to you next week.